Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bircher, and I'm your guide in transforming that codependency into peace, love, freedom, and belonging in your world. Before we jump in, I need to give you a heads up. Enrollment for the foundation trainings is closing tomorrow, so make sure you jump in. If you want to get in on live classes, the on-demand edition will become available in about a month, so you can enroll at any time then. But if you want live instruction from me, you've got to enroll by tomorrow, okay? So the link is below to get the information and learn more about what we do there. But basically what's going to happen is over 15 weeks, I'm going to teach you how to build emotional safety. I'm going to teach you how to emotionally regulate. I'm going to teach you how to build belonging and connection in your world. I'm going to teach you how to love yourself by tapping into your real self-worth. That's what we're going to do there. Sets up that foundation for becoming yourself in your world. So today we're going to touch on a concept that's central to our entire healing journey. And that is this thing called capacity. So what is capacity? It's our availability for something. So it's how much we can receive of something. It's how much we can give of something. And I like to visualize capacity as a bucket. Now, I have lots of different buckets out there, right? We have gallon-sized buckets, 5-gallon-sized buckets, 1-liter buckets, half a liter, different size buckets. Well, capacity is similar to that. We have bigger buckets for certain things and smaller buckets for other things. Like, I have a bigger bucket for peace and predictability and a very small bucket for uncertainty. That means I have bigger capacity for holding and experiencing peace and certainty and a lower capacity for tolerating uncertainty. So when we look at our experience in our life, we can quickly start to see where we have a lot of space and capacity for something over here and then not so much over there for that thing. This kind of availability is crucial for us to start acknowledging and understanding because it's our body letting us know where we're at with things. It's helping us understand our boundary, our limits, what we need less of and what we need more of, and what needs care and love in our world. So like peace. Like in my example, peace is a big bucket. That's doing well. I can care for that, you know, maintain it. But this little bucket around uncertainty, there's something I can look at there. I can explore what I need there so I can get my needs met, right? Because if I expanded my tolerance for uncertainty just a little bit, I'd be able to take more risks, do more things, enjoy more things in my life. So that would be a valuable thing to explore there, right? Same thing happens in our trauma work or in healing our codependency. Codependency, we have a large tolerance for other people's unhealthy behaviors, and we have a very small tolerance for actually being loved, seen, and valued for who we are. We have to build availability there. So in the foundation trainings, we learn how to identify these kinds of capacities and how to gently nurture them using somatic techniques that allow the body to feel safe enough to let in a little more or contribute a little more. This is how we start building our emotional availability and strengthening our secure attachment and bonds with others and with ourselves. Further, it's how we help heal our pain too, because sometimes in our big general bucket of total capacity, pain's taking up a lot of it. Well, if we reduce the pain that's in that bucket, we gain more capacity for other things. That is why we get more energy, more peace, more relief, more rest as we reduce our pain. But we won't know what's going on there if we don't have a connected experience or a living experience with our capacity. Because capacity is not a static thing. It's a living, breathing thing that shifts throughout our day and throughout our life. So we have capacities in a lot of different areas. We have different kinds of emotional capacities, physical capacities, time capacities, mental capacities. We have different kinds of sexual capacities, spiritual capacities, relationship capacities. And knowing what these are helps us understand what works for us, what doesn't, and how to care for ourselves. Now, generally, we discover these organically as we move through the work. And that's the beauty of it. Once we know how to sense into a limit in our body, then we're connected to our capacity at that point. Because capacity is simply just the limit. Hey, I can only give so much or receive so much of specific thing. Once we're able to sense into that, then we can start to know what our capacities are in these different areas very quickly because we can sense them. We don't have to analytically figure it out. Instead, we can listen to how our body responds to things, and then we're like, oh, that's my limit today. Okay, that's how much I have to give or receive right now. That allows us to organically connect with our boundaries, our wants, our desires, and our don't wants and don't desires. And that can help us choose people, places, and things that really matter to us. So that's why it's a central focus of all my trainings. And in the foundation, we spend a lot of time in gently nurturing our capacity throughout all 15 weeks so that you become more available to you. You can experience more peace, more joy, more relief, more ease in your world, and maintain it because it's safe enough to keep it because you have enough capacity to feel safe enough to keep it. That's the work. So my friends, come join us in Foundation and discover your capacity and then grow that capacity so you can rest, you can play, you can have more energy in your world, and you can enjoy the peace and freedom you desire in your world. The link is below in the description. Again, enrollment shuts down tomorrow, so make sure you jump in by tomorrow, like 12 a.m. is when it expires, so basically 12 a.m. Sunday. So yeah, jump in there, and we start Monday at 7 p.m. You do not need to attend the live classes to succeed. You can watch the recordings, do the practices, and then get support when you need it. You'll succeed. That's just how it works with my, just basically four steps to succeed in my work is watch the class, do the practice in the outlined in the class, get support when you need it, and go at your own pace. That every single student succeeds when they follow this order because we're able to give you what you need, and you're able to adapt the knowledge and the tools and the practices to your real life and succeed. So thank you again, my friends, for being here, for being part of the work. Go gently with yourself as you consider and explore capacity. Just look for that limit, like, oh, that's too much or that's too little. That's going to let you know about your capacity and what you need more of and what you need less of. So it's a somatic sense of limit, like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. You found your capacity there. Oh, I want to do more of that. I want to contribute more to that. Found your capacity. It's a very simple signal in our body. It's very easy to miss because we haven't been trained to detect it. But yeah, start listening for that and let me know what you discover in the comments below, my friends. Go gently, and I will see you in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. And you want more episodes like this, check out the recommended video above. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're ready to take the leap and heal your codependency, check out my workshop linked below on how to heal codependency permanently. Then you can understand how I help you restore safety, connection, and worth in your life, and how that liberates you from your codependency and empowers you in creating the relationships, the satisfaction, fulfillment you want in your life. So check that out below. Thank you again for showing up, guys. Bye-bye.